Captain Verne emerges from what seemed like an endless dream. Her heart clings to its blissful images as they fade. Reality seeps into her consciousness as the locks of her cryogenic chamber click open. The long stasis has left her dazed. She strains to read the pod's stats. 832 Earth years since their departure, and not even halfway to their destination. As her senses slowly uncoil, she becomes aware of a blaring alarm. The interstellar arc is in danger. She must wake up. Her people need her. She fights through the dizziness and springs into action. Her vision spins as she adjusts to zero gravity. She focuses all her strength on gaining her bearings. A wave of emotion streams through Verne upon hearing the brave voice of Constantine, her second in command, and secret love of her life. She gathers herself as he glides over.
Constantine fights against the ache in his heart as he approaches. Even his dreams could not do justice to the captain's surreal beauty. In his dreams, there are lovers, but in reality, she is only his captain. Constantine has always admired the captain's fierce determination. He has loved her since the moment they met, but he's kept these feelings secret for the sake of their duty. His head is still spinning, but he keeps his eyes fixed on her and follows suit.
Verne leaps from surface to surface through zero gravity towards their destination. She's just begun to hit her stride when an unidentified object crashes into the arc like a wrecking ball. The impact flings her violently backwards.
Constantine is stunned by the crash, but reacts just in time to soften the captain's fall. Their bodies collide as they smash into a wall.
Constantine shields Verne and cushions her fall with his body. She always knew he was strong and loyal, but she's caught off guard by the tenderness in his embrace. Her heart pounds against his.
Constantine is sure he senses a momentary spark between them, but the captain jumps back into action. Duty calls them onward.
As they enter the command center, it's obvious that something is dangerously wrong. All the warning lights of the control panel flash urgently.
Constantine checks the readings. The Ark is in a dire state.
The spaceship tilts and sways precariously as it's hit again, but this time they were bracing for it.
He restores the gravity field and activates the escape protocol. The captain gives him a nod of approval before rushing out to lead the evacuation. He will not let her down. He tunes his full attention into the critical task ahead.
Verne guides the last group of passengers to the final escape pod. It has taken almost 5 Earth hours to evacuate the Ark's 5,000 passengers. The ship's oxygen is running critically low. The commander is already there to help secure their harnesses. His presence reassures her as they race against time.
As he tightens the last passenger's harness, Constantine realizes there's only one more seat. The spare escape pods were all destroyed in the collisions. As he turns to face the valiant captain, she presses the last remaining harness into his hands. Constantine admires this valorous woman more than anyone in the universe. He looks deeply into her determined eyes and fights back the urge to confess his undying love for her.
She feels a jolt of exhilaration. This honorable man would risk his very life to save hers. But she's made up her mind. A captain must go down with her ship.
The captain pushes him towards the escape pod, but he stands his ground. If he can't die for her, then he will die with her. For the first time in his service, he disobeys a direct order.
The commander steps out of the pod, stands at attention beside her, and defiantly seals the doors. He pushes a button and launches the escape pod. This act of rebellion sends a rush of blood to her cheeks as the final evacuation blasts off into space, secure.
Constantine faces his captain. He expects to be rebuked for defiance, but instead, he turns to find himself lip to lip with the courageous beauty. She holds her hands to his face and kisses him tenderly.
After years of secretly loving this courageous man, Vern finally has no more reason to hide her true feelings. He returns her passionate gesture. With tears welling up in their eyes, they forget all their worries, all their duties, all their fears, and surrender to the carnal instincts of their souls.
Constantine is too emotional to speak, so instead, he expresses himself through touch, gently caressing his beloved's face and neck as he kisses her deeply. To conserve the last of the Ark's resources, the captain deactivates the gravity field and their feet lift off the floor. They drift through the empty vessel in an intimate embrace. The powerful woman becomes soft as butter and warm as toast in his arms. Piece by piece, they peel off their clothes.
Vern is disarmed by how romantic the stern commander can be. He moves his mouth to every inch of her naked skin as he lovingly undresses her.
Finally, Constantine utters the words that have hidden in his heart for so long. He's unsure of what to make of the captain's stunned expression, until tears well up in her eyes and she manages to respond.
He kisses her like the rain kisses the parched earth after a drought. He brushes his stubble over her sensitive neck and sends shivers down her spine. All her nerves stand on end. She lets out a quiet moan as he gently bites and kisses, lower and lower. She explores his muscular form as he descends to taste every inch of her.
His heart races. He can feel it pulsate through his entire body. As he makes it to her supple cleavage and unclasps her bra, her gorgeous breasts float, weightless in the zero gravity. The captain arches her body seductively as he savors the view.
Relishing the handsome man's lustful gaze, Vern loosens her long hair. It levitates and sways in the vacuum around her. She breathes deeply as Constantine surrenders to her seduction and reaches for her supple breasts. He caresses them with lust and love.
Her curvaceous form dances in the heavenly light. The sun rises above the ship's starboard and beams through the portholes, its light rendering stark shadows from her erect nipples. He cannot resist anymore. He sips her tempting areolas into his thirsty mouth.
A spark of electricity shoots through her whole body as he ravishes her tantalizing tits. She gropes for the immense bulge in his underwear and strokes it desperately.
Her breasts bounce divinely as he teases her nipples with his tongue. He's so hard he can barely stand it any longer. She reads his mind and rips his underwear off. His aching manhood towers out at full attention.
She strokes his swollen head up and down as he reaches deep inside her panties and palms her dripping lower lips. She runs out of breath, and her head rushes as they spin in zero gravity.
Oh,
She concentrates her full attention on his fingers stroking her sweet, sensitive slit. He kisses her as he plunges them deeper and deeper, to and fro, around and over, again and again. Still gripping his thick shaft, she pulls him towards her.
Just then, another asteroid smashes into the spaceship. They cling into each other as they are propelled through the vacuum. In the rush of the moment, Captain Vern uses their momentum to spin herself into the 69 position. Constantine feels the soothing, wet warmth of her mouth envelop his pulsating erection.
He returns the favor and takes her glistening clit to his mouth. Sparks fly in her veins like the short circuits of the damaged machinery surrounding them.
Their sweat and spit and sweet juices float around them like levitating raindrops.
Vern is overcome with lust as his manhood fills her mouth, and he drinks from her overflowing flower. He turns her around weightlessly in the vacuum and kisses her mouth gently. She wraps her legs around his waist and rubs his solid shaft between her swollen labia.
The thought of making love to this stunning woman sends adrenaline from his pounding heart to every edge of his being. He reaches for the harness floating by and loops it around her sensual waist to keep her as close as humanly possible. He slides slowly into her yearning entrance. Her moan of pleasure invites him deeper.
"It feels so good," she cries out in ecstasy as he uses the harness to pull her closer, deeper. With each stroke, the tip of his raging erection dips out of her canal and dabs her clit before sliding back into her depths.
As the captain's underwear floats by, she grabs it and stuffs it into his groaning mouth. Stroke by stroke, he increases his velocity. Harder, deeper, faster. Their naked bodies spiral through the air like an erotic constellation. Their hearts pound like supernovas.
The light and shadow of outer space dance upon their heavenly bodies as they entwine in cosmic pleasure. Their deep affection for each other has the density of a black hole. They make love to the music of the spheres, knowing it will be the last thing they ever do. And they couldn't have chosen a more blissful swan song or a more sublime lover to share it with.